Let's worship the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Scripture of the day came this morning about all discipline feeling painful for the moment, but in the end it produces the wonderful fruit of righteousness. And sometimes I believe those disciplines come through things like technical difficulties. Is our hope in what we have here in front of us, in front of our eyes? Or is the Lord allowing technical difficulties to bring us into a closer relationship with Him and a leaning on Him? Lord, we glorify Your name, and we declare that regardless of any difficulty, we will praise You. Hallelujah. That if the Lord speaks through you and has anything that He wants to say to all of us through you, we just ask that you would unmute yourself, get at the attention first, and then speak through what the Lord is speaking to you, and we will give you opportunity to share. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, because you are the mighty King, master of everything. All of creation sings, you, you alone are my salvation. Hallelujah. You are amazing, Lord. You are truly amazing, O Lord. Who is like you? Thank you. indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the skies and you know them by name. You are amazing.
Fragrance of
ahead, John. Hester.
In Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 1, it says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come we might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so I want to read Psalm 139, verses 13 to 24. So it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty man. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
Lift you up, O Lord. We come before you and lift you up with grateful hearts for what you have done in our lives, for what you will do in our lives, O Lord.